1FM 91.3, Good Times, Greatest Hits. This is Angel on The Big Show, and I'm not alone. It is Fabulous Friday. I've got the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, Kenneth Goh, with me. Good morning, Kenneth.
Bonjour. I should be saying bonjour.
Why bonjour? It sounds like you have something French up your gorgeous haute couture sleeve.
Yes, well, we're talking about the best look from Paris Fashion Week that just completed.
Oh, fantastic. So who do you have?
Yeah. Well, it was mostly digital, so everyone actually can actually pop onto their Instagram feed or YouTube or go to the brand's channels to actually have a look at all the shows. And one of the most mesmerizing ones was actually from Loewe. They sent all of the editors this big broadsheet paper that said, the Loewe show has been cancelled.
Oh, what?
And in a way, it was, because there was no actual presentation. Mm-hmm. It was actually presented all in a newspaper form. So Jonathan Anderson went back to kind of the old school days of presenting looks via, you know, newspaper and via paper itself. And it was a beautiful collection. There was a video walkthrough by Anderson himself, and he talked about beautiful balloon sleeves. You know, it was like masculine silhouettes inspired by riding jackets in the 1920s. And it was just very joyous. It was truly saturated colors, stunning shapes. I was blown away.
Amazing. That's so forward-thinking, yet taking a leaf out of history with doing it on newspaper.
Exactly. And that's the beauty and genius of Jonathan Anderson. And that doesn't stop there, because some brands were also taking it to three countries and live telecasting from Shanghai, Paris and New York, which is what Hermes did. You know, the beautiful classic house. It's all about good taste, elegant refinement. But yes, it's all about modernity today as well. So the palette was mostly luxe neutrals. You got a punchy kick here and there with the beautiful Hermes orange and red. And there were some primary greens and oranges. But it was the fact that they did this interpretive live telecast from three fashion capitals. And, you know, still at the same time showing beautiful clothes. They even had interpretive dance there. That was truly very modern and cutting edge from Hermes.
Nice. So you've done Hermes, you've done Loewe, and I feel more French labels coming on.
Yes, more French labels. And of course, no one can forget Dior. Again, interpretive dance. Again, done in a hallowed hall of Versailles. So down this beautiful mirrored famous hallway that was built by Louis XIV. But they used an Italian artist called Silvia Giambroni to create a custom installation of wax and these protruding horns, a commentary on patriarchy and female self-perception. Into the fashion itself, it was lots of fairy tale fashion with A-line mini skirts, you know, hooded cloaks, tartan peacoats. Truly, Mara Grazzaturi showed beautiful couture renderings, you know, even beautiful tulle evening gowns, but all paired with chunky boots. So it's a mix of masculine and feminine.
Very nice. I've actually been to the Hall of Mirrors in the Palace of Versailles. So that's special. I'm going to go look at that that video for the Dior show. Where can I view that if I want to see that?
Well, you can view it on harpersbazaar.com.sg, or you can pop onto dior.com.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to do just that after I hang up with you. All right, Kenneth Goh, editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore. We're going to be coming back and speaking more about the best looks from Paris Fashion Week Fall-Winter 2021 on Fabulous Friday here on The Big Show with me, Angel.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show with me, Angel, on 1FM 91.3. And I still have Kenneth Goh, editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, who's talking about the best and the most beautiful looks from Paris Fashion Week. Who do you have next for us, Kenneth?
Well, for Chanel, Chanel actually goes into this intimate Parisian club called Chez Castel, and creative director Virginie Viard wanted a small space to be reflective of the times we're living in right now. So this collection is a mix of two influences. There were ski holidays and a certain idea of cool Parisian chic from the 1970s to today, and this translated to Fair Isle sweaters, little Chanel logo silhouette ski suits, zip-away skirts and tweed jackets, and to something more bold like bold pink, Lurex trench. There were ski boots, there were pendants, there were lots of double C, belly chain. So it was a mix of playful, quirky, a little bit of operation, but all wrapped up in Chanel chic.
It sounds so adorable.
It was super cute. Just like what Miu Miu did, actually. Miu Miu also went to the ski slopes as an inspiration. Here, Miuccia Prada took us to the Dolomite Alps. And in the actual setting of majestic snow-capped mountains, she sent out teddy bear faux fur coats, crystal embellished coats, and inside she had cute party dresses. Very hopeful that we'd be able to dance the night away. And it was ski chalet chic, I would say, and lots of pretty pastels, which is what Miu Miu is so known for.
Lovely. And who do you have next?
Well, we have Louis Vuitton that actually finished Paris Fashion Week. And, you know, a year after the global health crisis, you know, kind of closed the loop, Nicolas Jesquet opened it again. In the midst of this beautiful Michelangelo and Daru galleries. In terms of the fashion, he partnered with Fornasetti, the Milan atelier founded by the celebrated 20th century designer Piero Fornasetti. And the print was actually covered on fashion, from coats to boots to all sorts of beautiful things. And of course, their famous bags. And he mixed them up with beautiful velvet dresses, shiny printed jersey tops, fleece hooded jackets. You know, the thing about Nicolas Jesquet is that he's such an inventive creator. He does all these different things with silhouettes, and he plays with proportion all the time. And one of my favorite looks was actually these beautiful gladiator boots that he laced up and put a little cute bow at the top of it. So sweet.
Gladiator boots with a bow. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure, Kenneth Goh, I'm sure you're missing Paris Fashion Week and Milan Fashion Week and all the fashion weeks that are going on.
Well, the great thing is that, you know, you, me, and everyone around the world can actually view all of this on digital formats now. So on Instagram, you can pop onto harpersbazaar.com.sg, see it on our website. See it on lots of different channels. And that's the great thing. It's a shared global experience. So it's no longer exclusive, but it's very inclusive.
Bringing fashion to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Kenneth Goh. Always a pleasure to speak to you on Fabulous Friday. I look forward to see what you have in store for us next week. It's going to be, my goodness, it's going to be April already.
Very, very soon.
Oh my goodness, how quickly has the time flown. All right, you have yourself a great weekend. This is Angel and Kenneth Goh on 1FM 91.3.